a schism which separates Euclidean geometry from the real world. For sure, an age-old conventional Euclidean practice which accounts for neither time nor motion will continue to be taught in our schools. And because such form of geometry remains incomplete, some students for sure always will strive to improve upon it. For example, one child might elect to draw several geometric construction patterns, each depicting a slightly different arrangement of one circle which overlaps another, such that after becoming sorted they could be flipped through in order to simulate an eclipse event. Instead, a far better use of such students' time could have been devoted to learning how to modify just one of such geometric construction patterns in order to describe other shapes which bear a direct resemblance to it. Moreover, various motions which already are quite familiar to young children could be introduced for purposes of breaking down abstractions into concepts which they should understand, thereby challenging them to make better use of their powers of perception. The animation which is presented below to your right demonstrates such ease of association because at first glance it is much easier to interpret than the accompanying geometric construction pattern. Previously it was mentioned that Euclidean geometry could be made more appealing by means of extending its overall scope in order to account for real-world situations where time and motion truly prevail. Such approach would offer the hope of allowing young children to cross over a bridge of enlightenment into a real world of learning, instead of remaining forever bound to an antiquated theory which appears to be somewhat limited in the respect that it provides no formal instructions for relating a singular geometric construction pattern to time. And since without time, there can be no motion, any singular geometric construction pattern furthermore would have to be entirely devoid of any particular movement which young children might be able to relate to, thereby explaining why Euclidean geometry continues to remain mostly a mystery to them. Such proposed extension merely would describe motion in mathematical terms as groups of geometric construction patterns called families which could be animated in a specific sequence. Although such first lessons in geometry curriculum relies heavily upon a much more involved geometric forming process, as is to be more formally introduced below, all that really needs to be known is that such proposed theory would enable the process of teaching geometry to become streamlined in a rather seamless manner. In such way, young children no longer would have to remain in the dark because by teaching such curriculum, your administration could give them an opportunity to finally cross over. Only a few months would be needed to determine the adequacy of such venture, whereupon test scores of young children then could be compared against those of teenagers in order to prove out Thomas Hill's aforementioned mid-19th century forecast.